Well, we were going through IVF, and obviously we're different as a same-sex couple, me and Enrique, but I was blown away when we told our friend group, hey, we're going to be doing this, we're going to have a kid, we're going to do it this way. How many people opened up and told us that they went through IVF? And talking about, obviously, man-women couples. And all of our friend group, I mean, so many moms out there that I had no idea. I mean, obviously, you know about struggles with fertility, but I was kind of blown away at how many people it affects. And just the emotional roller coaster that so many men and women have been through this process. And part of it, a lot of that, of the emotions, is tied to how much it costs. For some of my friends, maybe insurance covered part of it. For me and Enrique, they covered none of it. We didn't count because we were technically not infertile as a same-sex couple. So we had to pay the whole thing out of pocket, basically. I'm not complaining. We love our son, and we wouldn't trade it for anything. But the money thing is a real thing with IVF. And we've got someone on the line now who thinks that they can do something about this. Pete Anevsky is joining us. He's the CEO of Progyny. Pete, welcome to WGN.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much for having me. I think your preamble is so perfect in terms of what people are suffering from in this country, and especially without coverage. So really proud to be on to talk to your listeners about it.
Yeah, I'm wondering why I hadn't heard of you a couple of years ago. Wish I had convinced my employer to reach out to you guys and cover it. But let's start from the basics. So you guys are an insurance company. Not that as an individual couple we can purchase insurance for you, but through our employers, right?
That's exactly right. So we are a fertility benefit company, family building company, and your employer, anyone's employer, would hire us to manage this benefit for their employees. One in six people in the country are affected by infertility. So as you talked about it, when you talk about it with people, more and more people, as you hear about it, need it. But here's the reality. Even though one in six couples, per the Centers for Disease Control, that's the incidence and prevalence of infertility in the country. Many people don't have coverage, and if you don't have coverage, the significant majority can't afford it. You were fortunate enough to be able to do it with your partners. You talked about it, but most people can't without coverage.
Yeah, it's mind-boggling. And then we, of course, went through surrogacy, but that's why we saved and did it for a long time. But we realized the privilege we had to even have that opportunity to do so. So how are you guys able to make this affordable? And I guess what I'm asking is, when you guys work with an employer, is this something that everyone then has to pay into, even if only, let's say, couples in their 20s, 30s, and 40s are the ones that are going to be using the services? Or can employers build a model that employees pay a little bit more into? Like, how does that work with a company?
Well, think about it this way, right? So here's how we make it affordable. We make it affordable first for the employer, because the way we manage the benefit, we have clinically successful outcomes that get to healthier pregnancies faster and have significant avoidance of unnecessary treatments, including on the pharmacy side. That saves an employer a lot of money. So when an employer offers this benefit to all their employees, the incremental cost for them is literally 1-2% of the overall medical plan. It's available to everybody, including, by the way, couples like you. So it also addresses LGBTQ+. It addresses alternate pathways to pregnancy. It addresses everything, right? So everybody gets a chance to achieve their dream of building a family, right? So it doesn't burden the individual employee with a much higher personal cost, because the overall incremental cost for the plan is so small.
I kind of understand what you're saying about how you're able to lower the costs for the individual. But you're saying that you actually have better outcomes. How do you achieve that, Pete? Because you guys yourselves are not a fertility clinic. Is it just you guys pick and choose fertility clinics that work a certain way, do things a little better, or it's how you map out the cycles? Can you explain that? Like, I'm 10 years old and don't understand how it works.
Yeah, it's such a great question. So we're a public company, by the way, and our outcomes are reported in all our results. But the gist of it is this. If you have a plan design that has all these different type of cycles that create a benefit that addresses the individual person's personalized journey, And then you have network management and a network of fertility clinics that you work with closely and ensure that best practices are adhered to. The end result is better clinical outcomes for everybody, right? We've been doing this, even though you haven't heard of us, we're on our 10-year anniversary. We've been successfully doing this for hundreds of thousands of couples going through the journey, and we've been achieving these outcomes all these years, and it's a significant savings, and as a result, we've literally had 99% retention with all of our clients because we do such a good job for them and their members on these complicated journeys, and as you know, having gone through surrogacy, it's complicated.
Yeah.
Not only costly, it's complicated.
Yeah, and as you just said, how long you've been around, someone just texted in, Pete, 630. They said, Progyny's not a new company. Large, they work with lots of employers, many of them large companies, large book of businesses in Illinois and nationwide. It's like they wrote that text for you, Pete. But yeah, and when I did the research before this interview, I was happy to hear of how big you guys have gotten. Is it because, since so many people, and maybe the stigma's going down a little bit of people using IVF, that now employees are able to go to their employers and say, hey, you know what would be a great benefit for retaining employees, bringing employees here, encouraging and showing that we are a work-life balance company, is if we get Progyny on board to help out our employees?
Yeah, there's two reasons why. You're hitting all of it, but let me give you a little bit more detail. So there's two reasons why we're growing so much and offering coverage to so many more people in so many different industries across the country. And we have the who's who of companies in our portfolio, but we have a long tail of other companies that you probably wouldn't even know. We're 45 different industries are our clients, right? And here's what happens. Two things. One, when many of the leaders in an industry adopt a benefit, others then follow suit really fast because they want to be competitive, right? Second part is, as you said, when people like you are struggling and don't have coverage from their company, we have programs, we call it Ask HR. And you can go to our website and you can see the kits of anybody who's listening and doesn't have coverage from their employer. And you can go to them with the right questions so that they, as they hear noise in the benefit department and the benefit management department about how many people need this but don't get it, they start to ask for it. The average age of a person going through fertility service is 36 years old. This is your middle management, millennial population,
yep.
Super important for your company. So this is a huge real need for people. And when the incidence and prevalence, as I said, of 1 in 6 people suffering from this, it's significant and a big need and one that has to be covered.
Pete, we are just scratching the surface. Can we have you back again? I have more questions, but I don't have the time for them.
I would love it. And in the interim, any of your people who are listening and anybody who wants more information, tremendous amount of information on the website. Please go there and talk to your employer. Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, I'm going
to
spell it out for you. Progyny, Progyny.com. And yeah, go there. Research this as it affects you, your kids, or your grandkids. Maybe encourage them to talk to their employers about that. Let's spread the word. And Pete, come back soon. We'll have you on. I have many follow-up questions from the listeners too, okay?
Thank you so much.